Blog Talk Radio.
This is not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word to you for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started, so please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you later regret, wishing you
Speaking Radio Network. My name is Stacy Lunsford, and tonight's topic is There's a Ram in the Thicket. And our guest speaker tonight is Prophet Wayne Loveless. And he is running a little late, but he's going to be here very soon. And I am going to share a little bit about the message that he is going to bring forth. And the title of that message is There's a Ram in the Thicket. And in Genesis, the 17th chapter, verse 7 through 9, the Word of God says, "And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee, and their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee." So what does covenant mean? Covenant is an agreement, it is a contract, undertaking, commitment, guarantee, a warrant, a pledge, a promise, a bond, an indenture. So God established, he made a promise to Abraham and to all of his seed in the generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto them. So everlasting is forever. It's for a very, very long time. There is no ending. So no matter what happens from that time, from the time that God may establish his covenant with Abraham and his descendants, these promises permanent. And this promise was everlasting, and it belongs to you and it belongs to me. So have you established a covenant with God? Have you ever made a promise to God? Did you keep your promise to God, or did you break your promise? Now, I'm not asking to make you feel bad. I'm asking for accountability and to show that we don't always keep our promises to God, but God always keeps his promises to us. So as we prepare to possess the promised land, we have to understand the promise. We have to understand the covenant promise that God made to Abraham and to us as Abraham's children. And we must search our hearts to see if there is anything inside of us that may be preventing us from receiving the fullness of all that God has promised us. And I want you to pause and think about that. Are you willing to do your part in receiving God's promise? Are you willing to sacrifice like Abraham? Because if you say yes, Abraham understood the principle of giving up something that he loved and cared for an even greater love, which was his love, his commitment, and his dedication to God. So Abraham was ready to sacrifice his son Isaac in obedience to God's instructions. But God had already prepared a ram in a bush. So today, let's search our hearts and perform self-examination as we let go of the things that are more important to us than God. Thing that serves no purpose, everything that has no value, everything that we have, everything that God gave to us, we didn't get it on our own. God is our provider. And God doesn't want the things that we have or the people in our lives, even our family member, our children, to be more important than he is. So I pray that this message tonight through the man of God will incite you, will encourage you, but I also pray that God will convict our hearts tonight. And that God will reveal himself to us as we study to show ourselves approved unto him. And we are going to say a short prayer. And at that time, I hope that Prophet Wayne is back. And if not, we'll just open up the lines. But Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this message tonight. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your power. And we thank you for your protection. We invite you into this broadcast tonight. And we pray for Prophet Wayne right now in the name of Jesus, God. Wherever he is, whatever difficulties he's experiencing, we're waiting patiently because we know that there is a word from the Lord. We know that you have a ram in the thicket. And Father, we thank you that tonight you want to reveal yourself to us as Jehovah Jireh. And that means the Lord our provider. You provide for us. And tonight we just want to thank you for your provisional care. And we want to say thank you for making a way for us. Thank you for everyone that is on the line. Thank you for everyone that took the time to dial in and to listen to the word tonight. So we commit this broadcast into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. So at this time, I would like to present to some and introduce to other Prophet Wayne Loveless.
Praise the Lord, saints. How are we doing tonight?
Amen. Doing well, thank you.
Praise
I'm
going to
open
God
the mics
good.
If you want them to talk back to
Praise
you. Let me
Lord.
Open the mics up.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. I just came back from West Palm Beach, Florida. Amen. I missed the flight, and it was really a battle of faith, a test of faith. Amen. Because I couldn't get the tickets at the low price. And I kept trying. Then I finally said, I will take the train. But then the train is 19 hours. And I kept trying. 5 o'clock in the morning, price blind. Faith is next. And if you keep on going, amen, out on the water and keep on the water and leave the boat of normalcy and doubt and unbelief, amen, even if you fall, even if you try to go back, you've gone too far, and God will bring the promise. For the word of God said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is what? He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So I kept trying. I even worked. I knew I couldn't get Friday. Amen. Miss Friday's service. I preached Saturday. But anyway, make a long story short, I said, you know what? I'm going to not do Uber, and I'll try her next month or whatever. You know what I'm saying? The opportunity is not going anywhere. She does it monthly. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so I said, I will try another time. But I said, let me try the price line one last time. All the tickets were $400, $500 round trip. And it said $320. And I jumped on it, and God bless me. Missed the flight.
Praise
didn't listen
God.
To my wife. Shouldn't have worked out that morning. Make a long story short, I got standby and made it and did the podcast. But it was a lesson of what? Of faith.
Amen.
And the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Faith, once again, according to Hebrews 11, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace to get help in the time of need. Hallelujah. How Holy Spirit, I can do nothing without you. You are the wonderful third person of the Godhead. Saturate us. We desire your sweet communion tonight. Leading God is no truth. Illuminate your word to the believers. Speak prophetically. Bring healing. I give my vessel. I yield myself to you in the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So right now we're going to be talking about Abraham. God tested Abraham. Amen. And when you read the word of God, especially Old Testament stories, even new, you have to put yourself in there. When you're reading about the Garden of Eden, amen, and the four rivers, I think McThurston, Piston, when you talk about the serpent was more subtle than any beast, amen, that crawled, amen, you have to put yourself there. When God brought all the animals to Adam, glory to God, and whatever he called them, that's what they were. You got to imagine that you're Adam. Hallelujah. When God, glory to God, told them to be fruitful and multiply and subdue everything on the earth. You got to make it personal. We're not in the Garden of Eden per se. Amen. Amen. You can't go in there if it's still on the earth like it was, because there's a seraphim that goes every which way. But the first Adam messed up and we got kicked out of the garden. But the second Adam, who is Jesus Christ, he came. Now we can go back in the garden. Amen. So if you're having hell in your life this day, if your bills are unpaid
tonight. If you're having a difficult time, then you got to tell those bills where to go. In Jesus' name, you got to claim that they're paid. You got to tell hell to get out of here, because my Bible tells me, "Let thy will be done in heaven as it is in earth, as it is heaven." We were back in Eden, and I believe Psalm 50 says, or 51, it says, "The heavens are the heavens of the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the sons of men." We're too busy thinking of rapture. Amen. And when that day comes, fine. But glory to God, we're here right now. We're supposed to have dominion right now. We're supposed to have victory right now. We're not of this earth, glory to God, but we can partake of it. We don't have the nature. We don't have the characteristics or the attitude or the spirit of the world, but yet we can enjoy the world through the eyes of Jesus. Come on. If I go to Philadelphia to minister with Mrs. Lunsford or something like that, amen, I'm not from Philadelphia. I'm not of Philadelphia, but yet I can minister there, yet I can eat the hoagies, and I can enjoy the city. So let's not get so wanting to get out of here and forget that God had us to be in this world, to be fruitful and multiply, and take dominion over crime, take dominion over mass shootings, take dominion over sickness and disease. We are the light of the world. We are the chosen generation. We are the royal priesthood. We are the holy nation. We are the peculiar people. Come on, somebody. We are his workmanship, created in good works for Christ, had before ordained. You may not be a deacon. You may not be a prophet, apostle, evangelist, teacher. Hallelujah. You may not have a pulpit in the church, but every time that you step outside, hallelujah, you have a pulpit in the mall. You have a pulpit when you get your nails done. You have a pulpit when you go to school. Come on, somebody. We are important. We are his witnesses, glory to God. So going to Genesis the second, glory to God, the 22nd chapter, glory to God, and I'm going to read as a little backdrop here. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Because of Boshunda, and verse 11 of the chapter 22 of Genesis. And the theme is that God has a ram in the thicket. Amen. God has a ram in the thicket. And in verse 11, and the angel Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, and said, here I am. Come on. We got to make ourselves. When God calls you, you got to make yourself available. Amen. For the assignment, whether you like it or not. Come on, somebody. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou would not hold thy son, thy only son from him. Amen. So God tested him and said, go up to the mountain and make a sacrifice. Amen. And the sacrifice was Isaac. Glory to God. What is your Isaac today? Glory to God. God may, you may live in a fabulous house, and God may tell you to put that house on the altar to Bangladesh or move to another state. Come on, somebody. That Isaac could be your spouse. Maybe you've made an idol out of him. That Isaac could be your pastor. Amen? Hallelujah. So God will not ask you to do anything, amen, that you cannot bear. Amen? And there's no temptation common to man, but God with a temptation will make a way to escape that you may bear it. Amen. So there's nothing that God asks you that you're not able to do with his help. Glory to God. We are somebody. We are special, but we're going to be tested. Amen. I believe the scripture says that the trying of your faith, which is more precious than gold, glory to God, that you may come out more, that's more precious than gold. Amen. Glory to God. And so God wants to perfect us. But he perfects us sometimes in the hard places. So reading on, verse 12, lay not your hands on the lad, neither do anything. Okay, skipping to 13, that Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there was a ram caught up in the thicket by the horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is this day, which means the Lord will provide. Amen. So I'm trying to say, glory to God, that God will bless us. And then afterward, the angel said,
that I will bless you. Amen. I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and the sand which is sea upon the seashore. Amen. That seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because thou hast obeyed my voice. Amen. So the blessings of God are yea and amen, the promises of God. But you got to be willing and obedient and obey the God. Come on, you got to obey the Lord. Hallelujah. Your Isaac today could be maybe someone you're fellowshipping with. Amen. Maybe someone that's a gossiper. Maybe somebody that's a bad attitude, but yet you like them. God may have you to sacrifice them. And whatever you sacrifice for the Lord, whatever your pet sin may be today, whatever you're holding on in your heart, unforgiveness, Lord of God, unbelief, whatever your Isaac is, God will give you power, amen, to lay it down. For Jesus said, my Father gave me power to lay my life down, and he gives me power to take it back up. You don't have power to lay down the TV set. You don't have power to lay down gossiping. You don't have power to lay down your heritage or your skin color. You don't have power to lay down unforgiveness. But God will give you power. I can do all things through myself. No, through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. And once again, amen. I believe the scripture says, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter says, these light afflictions are but for a moment, but they worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory, while we're looking at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. Amen. You're going to be tested. Abraham was tested when he went along the way. Lord of God, hallelujah. He told King Abimelech that Sarah was his sister and not his wife. Amen. He lied. But yet he was tested. He didn't run. God visited Abimelech in a nightmare and said, you're a bloody man. Amen. And Abimelech said, get out of here. Hallelujah. And he even gave him more goods. Amen. Abraham wrestled with himself or wrestled with the angel. Are you ready to wrestle with God? Are you ready to grab the horns of the altar until the promise comes? Are you ready to seek God? Are you ready to say, Lord, give me souls? Come on, somebody. Oh, I'll die. Hallelujah. Are you ready to lock yourself up in the prayer closet until you get a visitation, until you get with, hallelujah, with power endued from on high? Are you ready to lay everything down? Jesus said, whoever gives up mother, father, brother, and sister in houses, amen, I know I mess that scripture up every time, and land for my sake, shall receive the same with a hundredfold. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What are you ready to give up? I believe Samuel, glory to God, the great prophet, amen, his mother was Hannah, and Hannah was barren, amen, and glory to God, she was barren, and the woman that wasn't barren made fun of her, amen, and she was willing to give. She said, Lord, if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you. Well, that's tough. Imagine having a child, amen, and you can't have that child because you're barren, amen. You just can't produce, and it's not the worst thing today, but in the Old Testament, if you didn't have a male to carry on your name, it was almost like a curse, amen. So she wept at the altar, and Eli thought that she was drunk. Amen. But God answered her prayer, and God gave her son Samuel, who became a great prophet, and he waxed strong, amen, in favor with God and man. And every year she came up to visit him at the altar. Can you imagine giving up your own son? But glory to God, but because she gave up that son, hallelujah, amen, her Isaac was her son. Your only son, God gave her three other children. So this day, if you're struggling with something, call to God. If you're wrestling with God, really wrestling with yourself, hey, man, if you got to give something up, then just give it up. Give it up. Come on, somebody. I believe the Bible says to toss aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us. Come on, somebody. You got to be willing to run with God. You can't leap over a wall and run through a troop if you got a bunch of Isaacs. Amen. And Isaac was a great son. He was a great man. Glory to God. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Glory to God. And Isaac went and even married Rachel and met her at the well. Amen. Isaac did great things. Isaac undug all of the Abrahamic wells that the Philistines had stopped up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So in Isaac, it's very valuable, glory to God. But if you can give up the Isaac,
Good God Almighty, then God has got something even greater. And God will give you power. What you give up, sometimes family members turn us. Sometimes loved ones turn us. And we've got to give them up to God. But God will give you other aunts. He'll give you spiritual uncles. He'll give you spiritual children. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to learn to give it up. And notice that after he was ready to sacrifice, he knew that God would raise his son from the dead. He had such faith in God that he knew that God did not give him the son to kill him, but he knew that if God had to raise him from the dead, he would do so. Glory to God. Are you ready to follow God to the end? Hallelujah. Are you ready to preach the gospel in a war-torn country? Are you ready to die for the cause of the gospel? Glory to God. Are you ready to give it all? Come on, somebody. Uh-huh. For our life is not our own. We're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your mortal body. Glory to God. God put Paul and Silas to the test. Amen.
Jesus.
They were put in jail after casting out the spirit of divination from the woman. Amen. And she made money for her fortune tellers for her supporters. Amen. But they were cast into prison. They could have complained. They could have cursed God and died. But bleeding after being whipped and thrown into the nastiest, lowest part of the jail at the midnight hour, they sang praises to God. Oh, my God. Are you ready to sing praises to God? Hallelujah. At the midnight hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the ram, the God Almighty, was the earthquake that God sent and opened up the prison doors. God has got a ram in the bush. He's our Jehovah Jireh. You may, glory to God, be having a church, and it seems like nobody's coming. It seems like the people that are there are acting devilish and turning from you and leading people away from your ministry. It may seem like your children are going astray. It may seem like your husband doesn't want to come, but God.
For him, his call just dropped. And he will be back on. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Prophet Wayne. We thank you for the Amen. Disconnect with the line. This is an interruption, but God, I thank you for interrupting God, Satan's plans right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for clearing the airways. We release the power of the blood of Jesus to saturate Prophet Wayne's phone, and we thank you for bringing him back on the line in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Prophet Wayne, glory to God. It's just circling.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, when God wants to do something, the enemy will try his best to interfere, but no weapons formed against us shall prosper. The mic is yours, Prophet Wayne. Go forth.
Okay. Y'all get me talking, hear me talking about Paul and Silas?
Yes.
Okay. Now, moving on, and the ram was the earthquake that God sent. Amen. But in order to get a ram, in order for God to provide, you've got to do something. Amen. If you want him to supply your needs according to his riches and glory, you got to pay those tithes and offerings. If you want him to provide a ram, you've got to do something. God is not going to provide if you're not doing anything. Peter walked on the water. Amen. And he, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he didn't fall. But he began to look at the winds. He began to look at the waves, and he fell down. The ram, in this case, was the arm of Jesus who picked him up and, you know, did rebuke him. But I'd rather be picked up by the Lord and rebuked rather than, amen, sitting in the boat of doubt and unbelief. And those that are on this line tonight, you're walking on the water. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And notice when people walk on the water, nobody else walked with him. Jesus is already on the water. Jesus is already sitting at the right hand of the Father. Jesus is already making intercession for us. Jesus is spurring you on. Jesus wants to give you a standing ovation like he did Stephen. But notice, you may be the first person in your house, hallelujah, to get a degree in your family. You may be pastor of a successful church in a wild neighborhood. You may be the first black pastor to go to the Midwest and to minister to some folk that don't look like you. But notice, God has a ram in the bush. And going to another story, And usually the attack comes after you've done something great for God. Come on, somebody. If you're not attacked,
amen,
you need to get – hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not attack happy. I don't have a persecution that I just want persecution. But those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You can go to the family reunion and you can keep your mouth shut all you want, but they may, hallelujah, have two people, man and man, kissing and ask you what you think. And you can't say, well, no, you got to preach the gospel. You got to tell them the truth. And they may throw rocks and stones at you, but God has got a ram. Amen. You and God or a majority. If God be for you, then who can be against you? Well, the great prophet Elijah, he called down heaven from fire. He called fire down from heaven. Amen. And we see that the people began to cry out and said, the Lord is God. The Lord is God. He won a victory for the Lord. But at that time, they didn't know who God was. Some were serving Baal. Some were serving Grove, amen. But he gathered all the prophets of Grove and all the prophets of Baal, and he had a contest, amen. He said, the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And we know the story. I'm not going to go into all of it, amen. But he won. He even mocked them when nothing came. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got so much power, amen, that you can give God the devil steps, amen. God actually gives the devil some leeway, amen. You know, it's just like when you're growing up, if you were better than somebody in basketball or tennis or you were faster than them, you could give them a head start. Come on, and still beat them. The devil thinks he's going wild, and he is, but God has let, oh, my God, we're coming on. Those that know that God should do exploits, come on. I don't care about COVID. I don't care about the mass shootings. I do care, but there's a mighty revival that's coming. Come on, somebody, that's going to put the devil to shame. Amen. The latter rain should be greater than the former. But anyway, going on to Elijah, amen, he ran from Jezebel because Jezebel sent a message, email, you know, a messenger, and said, glory to God, you're not going to be around long. You know, come on, God, you're going to get out of here. And the man of God, he went from being a man of fire to a coward, and he ran for his life. Amen. He ran from Jezebel. She was an evil woman. Hallelujah. And she had an evil husband, Ahab. But God provided a ram. God, he looked up in the bush. Amen. And an angel brought a cake, came in, and he ate that cake. Amen. And went on the strength of that cake for 40 days. That's an example of Jehovah Jireh. Then another time, glory to God, when there was a famine, according to the words of Elijah that said it will not rain for so many years. Amen. God had a ramp. He didn't let his prophet starve. Amen. Hello, God's not going to let you starve. I don't care how high gas goes up. I don't care if Gates and the rest of those cats try to have a food shortage. Amen. If God's got to send a raven, and you know what's so awesome with that is the raven is a dirty bird. A raven is a greedy bird. But God told him to go to the brook of Cherith, amen, solitary place, and God had a raven to feed him food. The raven was the ram. Glory to God. And then after the brook dried up, he said, I've commanded a widow woman to sustain me. Amen. And she gave him a piece of cake. So God has got some cake. God has got some rams. But you got to look for your ram. Come on, somebody. For the Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. And sometimes it may seem hard. Imagine you're preaching the gospel, and the chief of police and some other people said, we're going to kill you. You won't be around tomorrow. You'd run for your life too, but you better pray in the Holy Ghost while you're doing it. God has got a ram. God will make a way for escape. God Almighty. Hallelujah. And Jesus is our ram. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Isaac
amen.
Was supposed to be sacrificed. Am I right? Amen. Isaac is our child. Amen. Isaac can represent us. Amen. Hallelujah. You didn't go on the cross. You didn't hang. I didn't hang. But God brought that ram in the bush in the place of Isaac. And I believe that ram is Jesus. It was symbolic of Jesus. So Jesus died for the sins of the world. Now, all we got to do is walk in the promises of God. Hallelujah. And if you seek the kingdom of God, then all these things should be added onto you. I believe Psalm 84 says the Lord is the sun and shield. And he gives grace and glory.
and there's no good thing he'll withhold from them that walk upright before them. Many of you have gone to car dealerships, and your credit wasn't that good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We went to CarMax about 5 years ago, and I told my wife, I don't even know why you're going, but she's got super faith. You know, I can preach and prophesy, but I don't have the faith my wife does at times. Amen? But God provided a ram. Glory to God. He provided a salesperson who understood, amen, and gave us something to work with. Amen? And even that ram was the income tax return. We ate up half of it, but it was enough. And then, glory to God, the car that they gave us, we were celebrating, praising God. There was something wrong with the engine, so we had to go back again. And God had another ram, amen, and it was another salesman and brought the price even down lower. If God be for you, then who can be against you? If you delight thyself in the Lord, you shall get what? You shall get the desires of your heart. Come on, somebody. Because of Boshanda. You know, when Saul got converted, he didn't fall off the horse. That's what people said. He fell to the ground. You know, I'm not going to swallow a camel and choke on an ant. But he fell to the ground. I believe he went to the house of Ananias. Amen. I believe God said it's hard to bid against the pricks, et cetera, et cetera. He said, Lord, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus, who you persecuted. Amen. Amen. And he was blinded. And then a disciple laid hands on him. He was afraid to lay hands on him because he thought, you know, he said that this man has done much evil to the church, and God had to remind him and tell him that he is a chosen vessel that suffered my sake. Amen. Then after Paul got converted, he began to preach in the synagogue that Jesus is Lord. Amen. And he began to preach Christ, and the same Jewish people that were for him wanted to kill him. Amen. Amen. But there was a ram, and that ram was the basket that the disciples or apostles put him in and lowered him down the wall. Hey, man, God will meet your need. Come on, somebody. Hey, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. Thy rod shall cover me. Thou anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Come on, somebody. That cup is the ram. You got to look for your ram. Come on, somebody. Call it. And there's principles to get a ram. Amen. The Bible says he that giveth to the poor lends to the Lord, and that which is given, he'll pay him back again. Start feeding some homeless people. Amen. I look at Sister Lunsford, and the spirit of excellence that's on her, and all the people that she's met overseas, and the excellence and the job she has. Well, when you feed the homeless, come on, somebody, you're going to have a bunch of rams. Come on, somebody. And I prophesy, woman of God, that there's rams, and they're going to be the men and women of God in high places, even folk that are not saved, that are going to give into your bosom. Every step of the way, there's going to be rams. You may have to give up Isaac here and give up Isaac there. You may have to, Isaac could be fair, Isaac could be this, that, and the other. Come on, somebody. But God has got a ram in the thicket. He's got people that are going to give into your bosom, even those that are on the line. You haven't seen nothing yet. And in closing, Lord of God, Ikada Boshanda. Peter preached the gospel. Peter walked on water. Peter, amen, after Jesus was risen, amen, come on, and then gave gifts on the men, Peter went to the upper room. Amen. After he denied Jesus three times and repented. Make a long story short, Peter went to the upper room, and he received the Holy Ghost. Peter was healing people by shadow. Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 people got saved. Peter and John laid hands on the man at the gate of Beautiful, and he ran and leaped for joy. 5,000 people all into the church. So they, I believe it's the 12th chapter book of Acts, they killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And they proceeded to take Peter, and they wanted to kill him, but it was a festival, and amen, and they feared the people, amen. And Peter was in prison awaiting to be killed, amen. But God had a ram, and that ram was the prayers of the saints, because they made prayer with him without ceasing. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. A lot of our prayers is for ourselves, but can we pray to get somebody out of a physical prison, out of an emotional prison? And it said that God sent an angel, and the angel loosed him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are we almost ready, woman of God? Hallelujah. How much more time do I have, glory to God, before prayer?
You,
You're doing fine. If you're ready to open it up for comments or prayers, you go right ahead.
Okay. Just I have one more example. Glory to God. God likes to come at the midnight hour. Come on. God likes to stretch our faith. God likes to, oh, my God, he likes to show off. And when the children of Israel came out of bondage because God sent the 10 plagues, oh, come on, somebody, he could have opened the Red Sea. Amen, and let them pass over. And when they were halfway through, he could have closed up the other part. But he had the enemy on the back, Pharaoh. Amen. He hardened Pharaoh's heart again, glory to God. And in front of them was the Red Sea, glory to God. And they didn't know what to do. Oh, my God. But the ram, hallelujah, was the rod, which Moses rose up and said, see, the salvation of God. That ram was the angels. Amen, that opened up the Red Sea. That ram was the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. The Lord will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He'll be with you even on to the end. Glory to God. And I just thank you, Lord, for the word that is going forth. I thank you. I decree and declare that it has landed on good ground and bring forth a hundredfold return. Devil, get out of here. You're not going to steal this word. I thank you, hallelujah, that our eyes of understanding are open, that we know the hope of your calling, and we will see your help. We will see our Jehovah Jireh, and we will see our rams even now in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm opening up right now for if anybody wants prayer or you know, et cetera.
Amen.
But don't everybody speak at once. Well, Prophet Wayne, I want to say thank you so much for this word. I've been excited about this word. And obedience was the key in this message for Abraham. And when he obeyed God, he received a blessing. And I don't know everybody that's on this line. Like, I don't know what you need, but there is a ram in the thicket. And God has made a way for you. And I've been sharing expectations with everyone all week long. Like, your expectations shall not be cut off. Abraham spoke prophetically to his servants when he told them to wait here. And I'm paraphrasing because he was like, we're coming back. So he knew he wasn't going to sacrifice his son. So when we obey God, God honors our sacrifice, but he makes a way. So whatever it is that he's telling you to let go of, it's very dear to you. But the moment you take your hands off of it, the ram is going to appear. So I just wanted to say that because that's really, really standing out to me. Sometimes we don't want to obey God simply because we want to hold on to it. But a sacrifice, in order to be a sacrifice, like, we have to let go of ourselves, one. But then we have to also be willing to let go of that one thing that we love so dearly. And I don't know, like, it's this big old teddy bear in front of you, but you want to hold on to this little teddy bear behind you that you don't like saying, God, I'm not giving it to you. But he has something bigger, something better, something greater for you. So the lines are open. If you have a comment, if you want to give the man of God an encouraging word, but he is here to also pray for everyone. And I wanted to, Prophet, I want to introduce you to my sister in Christ, Valerie Simmons. Valerie, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm on the line, yes.
Okay, so you can present your prayer request because I wanted to introduce you to him and I wanted him to minister to you. So let him know what your request is. And I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but I just felt led to.
First and foremost, man of God, I just want to just say thank you for your obedience and for your spiritual release. And I pray right now in the matchless name of Yahshua HaMashiach, oh God, that what he has poured out unto the people on this platform and unto those that will listen, oh God, that you will restore it back to him. Oh God, restore it back unto him according to your divine will and your divine purpose, that he will not lack anything, but that it will benefit the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
My request right now, man of God, would be that whatever this is that the adversary or whatever this is that's before me, because sometimes we give the enemy too much credit, that I will clearly see and continue to push through and that it will not overtake me, because about 6 years ago, this time, I was preparing for a one-day surgery overnight, and I went in on July 26th of 2016, and something went wrong, still don't know, but I slipped into a coma and was not able to walk or talk or anything when I came through, but to God be the glory, here I am. I'm walking, talking, and no longer just surviving, but thriving through the spirit of the Holy Ghost, but the attacks are coming back to back to back to back. To hear recently I experienced asthma attacks that I have not had as an adult. And I feel that my voice is trying to be constricted, that there's some things that God wants me to say, and there's spirits that's trying to constrict my voice. I've said yes to my call, but I'm in the process of saying yes to my calling.
Amen. Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace to get help in the time of need. I ask you to bless this woman of God. I come against the spirit of infirmity. You've got to bow down to the name that's above every name. The name of Jesus is greater than asthma attack. The name of Jesus is Grada Bokonda Arakanda Ridia Tanda. Jesus, touch her with your nail scarred hand. Even now. Ara Bokonda Ridia Sanda. Come against that mucus that's in the chest. I used to have asthma. Arabo, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over you. For the word of God says, who himself bears sins, is owned by the tree, that we being dead to sin should live in righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. You were healed. It's past tense. 2,000 years ago. Now come to the table and pick it up. We come by faith. We come to pick up our healing. I bind every enemy, every generational curse, everything assigned to you. Holy Spirit, I call upon you, for you are the wonderful the wonderful third person of the Godhead. Saturate us. We desire your sweet communion. Oh, thank you. I thank you for this one's faith, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing up and showing out. And he had a vocal for my daughter. I reserved you for such a time as this. And you, Akanda, will not only prophesy, say of God, but you shall see many people healed. For you are a teacher, Ekandanda, of the word, even a theologian, Ekanda, even prophetic. But you have a dual ministry, say of God. Not only will I open up doors for you in pulpits across America in churches, but your pulpit in the marketplace will still even be greater at times. For many can prophesy and many can tear the joint up, but a few people go outside the four doors. And I shall take your prayer life even to another level, save God. For you, like Peter, will see people healed even by your shadow. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. He can't come against congestion. I come against this thing coming back. You got to go. We send it back to the center. Tender, go your angels to minister to her now. And we thank you, Handaridia, for total victory. You said, I was in glow tunes and find that knowledge of witty invention. We thank you, witty ways to make money, even in trading, even in the stock market. I decree and declare, according to Psalm 1, everything she does shall prosper, even right now.
Lord.
I feel the presence of God. Oh, for you have my mind. And you should be 10 times smaller than any of the magicians, than any of the competition. For companies will come calling. For as they yield to which the wisdom that I've given you,
Oh, they will see their employees get happier. They will see their profits get bigger. If I'm going to make you a sign of wonder in the pulpit and outside the pulpit, even the business world, be not surprised when you see yourself on the Business Journal, on the cover of Newsweek, or the most influential American. You are bright. I've made you bright, and you shall shine. And the Bill Gates and the Oprahs and even those, they will they will be amazed at the money, at the wisdom that comes out of thy mouth. Every hair in your head is numbered, and I reserved you for such a time as this, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Do it, Jesus. Yes, God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Yes, God.
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Oh, God, you're worthy. Yes.
Go ahead, Prophet Wayne.
Amen. For God is doing a new thing. I've sent you to for such a time as this. And those things that used to bother you, even those demons, you shall laugh at them, saith God. For I will give you revelation in my word, even in the area of dominion. Did not I tell my first man and woman to take dominion? For I've called you to be like me. I've called you to represent me in the earth. Stop trying to do it in your own power. Just yield yourself to me and let me come forth, saith God. For I can take the challenges. I can take the hatred, and I can take the haters. You can't do it. Let me do it. Cast your cares upon me. Oh, Rabonda, I'm proud of you, and I'm cheering you on, and I've dispatched my angels. Get ready. For I shall appear to you. You shall have angelic visitations. For I shall give you fresh manna from heaven, and I shall give you end-time power and end-time glory, and every day will be an adventure with me. Unspeakable joy, even in the midst of
trials, and you will say like Paul that these are light afflictions. Oh, get ready, for you're going to fly. I'm going to give you wings, and you shall fly over troubled waters, and you shall teach others how to do so. Get ready, for you are a champion. You are a winner. This is a fresh start. This is a new season, and you'll have to fast in order to contain everything that I bring in your life, saith God. More zeros are coming into those bank accounts. Yes, I said accounts, not one. Yes, you will have, Lord, yes, you will have accountants, for I shall make you rich many times over. You will minister even under tents, even in convention centers, even while getting your hair done, your nails done, even shopping. For I shall make you a sign and a wonder. For I use the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and I shall use you to raise the standard and to provoke others to jealousy, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Any more prayers or requests?
Hi, good evening.
Bless you, Prophet.
Go ahead, whoever it is.
Yeah, this is Deborah. Bless you, man of Yahweh. I want to thank you so much for your availability and ministering the word of Yahweh, as the woman of God said, with such zeal. My prayer request is just my posture and pace in the season. My posture, I'm praying for posture and pace, and that I know that I am doing exactly what the Lord wants you to do in this season, right? I don't want to make excuse. My sacrifice that I've had to give up was the pain of my past and the trauma of my past. I had to take that to the altar. I held on to that a lot. So I thank Yahweh for the healing, the deliverance in that. But I want to just ask for prayer that I'm in the right posture and I'm moving at the right pace according to the will of the Lord for the purpose of my life. And if I might, I don't want to minimize our sister saying that she was in a coma and that she couldn't talk and that she couldn't walk, but yet and still she lived and she thrived. And I just want to openly celebrate the Lord because of that miracle that we got to witness or hear about on the line. So I just praise the Lord for that. And as we were praying, I felt the tightening in my chest. But so usually when I'm in the presence of somebody that the Lord wants, I'll feel it with them, that the Lord was doing His will in your body. Supernaturally in the name of Yeshua. I pray that I wasn't just, I was feeling a tightening in my chest. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, sometimes we rush Him while He's doing a thing. So I just really pray that that you will experience no more tightness in your chest and that you will not deal with any more asthma attack as I was. Felt like that He may have been using me as a point of contact. So we just bless the Lord for what He's doing in your life, woman of God. I'm excited for you.
Amen. We come boldly to the throne of grace. I plead the blood of Jesus over this woman. I come against tightness in the chest. I park on Danda. Go, your angel. Go, your angel. Echo, Danda. Roko, Kishanda. They touch you with a nail scarred hand. Ara, Bokonda. I come against grief. Andadidia. Reckon the depression, oppression. We call to the Holy Spirit. We acknowledge you, Comforter. Jesus called you the Comforter. Andadidia. And you said, Lord, if any man and woman lack wisdom, let them ask of God, who giveth little and braid not, and we ask you for wisdom for Vernice Capers tonight, the wonderful woman of God. Rekadeh, and you said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You said, the steps of a righteous man or order of the Lord. He for my daughter, you going at the right pace, saith the Lord. But yet you love me so much. Don't worry about it, saith God. Don't be so hard on yourself, for you are glowing. You are glowing. That's why the enemy comes. And you are in my perfect will. For I shall use you to shake kingdoms. I shall use you to pull down strongholds. I'm going to touch all of your sons and your whole household. I'm going to honor thy faith. So celebrate this day. Reckon there, if I'm doing a new thing in you, saith God, fasting will become easier. And you won't touch the glory at times, but you shall live in the glory realm, and I shall make you a sign to wonder in the realty, in the real estate, and you shall own many properties, and you shall even have hallelujah, unwed mothers, secondary, and families. You will give me breaks, and you shall teach people about the stock market and business, for I will give you supernatural wisdom like I gave the Hebrew boys, and as I gave Solomon, and it just won't be people of color say I've got, hallelujah, but people with less melanin than you will come to hear your wisdom like they came to hear the wisdom that came from Deborah under the palm trees of Ephraim. You are important. You are somebody, say of God. And this is
hallelujah.
Angel, I loved you through it, saith God. You've got a story to tell. Oh, yes, your testimony touch many people. You shall write those books, saith God. And your mark on life will
indicate
it to leave me the big dream. For you suffered other people, you don't understand why. But I've made you pretty, and I built you tough like a Ford. You can take a licking and keep on ticking, and you show others had to be tough, had it and it won't be so hard. For you will flow in new levels of glory. For you shall be strong in my power and my demons tremble when they hear your name. For you are not a poet and not only a business person, but I shall use you mightily on the TV screen. You shall write plays and TV shows. You have a great creativity and you shall wear many hats. And yes, I'm going to touch your son. Oh, your faith is not going to fail you. Miracles are coming to your household, and I'm preparing your Boaz for threefold cords easily broken, and you shall fall in love at first sight, even as I did with Rachel. But I'm preparing him, I'm preparing him, for there's a work, hallelujah, and you shall shake the world. Get ready, my daughter, I'm taking you past the heat. I'm taking you past the seasons, for it doesn't matter whether it's snowing or whether it's raining or whether it's 100 degrees, for you're in the glory, for you shall live in the heavenly realm. Watch me do it, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The name of the ministry, if I might, the name of the ministry that the Father gave me is Shake Your City International Ministry. So when you say I'm going to shake. Thank you,
there's
God.
Miracles.
Hallelujah.
When we saw you the brief time, glory to God, we were there. Yeah, shada de bo konda de bo shanda de. He could have shanda. Amen. You're light. You had like not only, but this is the Esther, and it's the Esther is on you. Amen. Esther was beautiful, but so were the other woman that went before King Xerxes. If you've ever seen, I think I've touched upon it before, a beauty pageant, nobody's ugly in a beauty pageant. And then when you get to the first, we used to, when Miss America was something, we used to say, argue about the first runner-up or the second runner-up could have made it, because they're all beautiful. But what made Esther different, woman of God, was her glow, her relationship with the Lord. Come on, somebody. Don't look at your age.
Yes.
Don't look. You got to even exercise. Say, God, for there's a new look. And it's virtuosity. Say, God, be not surprised if photographers begin to take your picture and want to put you on magazine covers. For all creation is waiting for the manifestation. Son of God, they're waiting.
for virtuosity. They're tired of seeing folk walk down runways and in movies half naked and dirty rap. They want the real thing. And you are sure. Anda, branda, and I will give you favor. Just as I caused the Egyptians to give all their gold and silver and all of that, you shall experience the wealth transfer. Get ready, get ready, get ready, say the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Bless
thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Prophet Deborah.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
I want to thank you for speaking up, because I was going to call on you because the Lord showed me that you had a word for Valerie. But while Prophet Wayne was ministering to her, I felt you and I heard you.
Mm-hmm.
Even Valerie knew that you had a word for her. So while we're gathering together on this prayer line, God is activating spiritual gifts. So some of you, this may be new. Some of you, this may be new to you. But if God is leading you to say something, you know, don't just blurt it out, but just say, you know, may I speak? I have a word. But Prophet Wayne is going to continue to minister and pray for others. And sometimes the word that he's releasing is for more than just that person. So if it is resonating in your spirit, then you just grab hold to it because it's yours too.
Yes.
But there, I feel like, Prophet Wayne, I feel like you're activating, God is activating a lot of the spiritual gifts tonight through the ministry. So, you know, just continue to go forth. But Prophet Deborah, I had to say that because you were right on point. And had you not said anything, Valerie would not have been able to move forward.
Jesus.
Amen.
So thank you for your obedience. But you're going to receive double because you went in for her.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes.
See, one thing I want to promote on this prayer line is unity. We have to learn how to help others, how to help them push. Because, listen, this is all about midwives. We're helping you guys to give birth. And tonight, many, many babies have shifted into the birth canal, okay? Prophet Wayne, take it over. Oh, we have somebody hand is up. The caller with the last four numbers, 0837, your mic is open.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Welcome. Yes, welcome to the prayer line. Prophet Wayne will take your prayer request.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my name's Deborah. And I am going through a bunch of turmoil right now with my mother. She moved in with me, and she's making it pretty difficult to stay positive.
Okay. Praise God. We come. We thank you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, and all things are possible than we believe. We thank you, Lord, for sending that relative. We bind that spirit of difficulty even right now. I thank you for this woman of God. I thank you that she'll rise up in boldness and give her mother tough love, even as she loves her. We bind the enemy. We know, Lord, that no one can get under skin like those that are our blood. We bind the enemy even right now. In that household, we lose forth peace right now. We lose forth understanding right now. We ask you for wisdom concerning
this thing. Call your angels even there. Give her a ready word. Lose for peace right now. I come against conflict. I come against confusion even right now. In the name of Jesus. Anoint her pillow, saith the Lord, even the doorpost of the room, even the bathroom door. For I sent your mother for such a time as this, and I will touch her with the glory. Yes, hell is mad. Hell is acting up, but you've got power over the devil. I've given you power over her. You speak over your mother, saith the Lord. You pray in the spirit and you will see a divine change. You will see healing even in her body, even in her emotion. Did not I say in my word that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much? Your prayers are availing. Yes, hell is crazy. Hell is going, but they're desperate. Oh, Ashandai, even as you pray, on the down, I will give you visions of your mother. Well, you will see a change. Mother save God, and there'll be other mothers that are not your blood, and you shall minister to them. You shall even have a senior citizens facility. If I could have sent your mother somewhere else, but you're filled with my power, you're filled with my love, and you have understanding, and there'll be other senior citizens. There'll be others that come, even troubled teenagers. Get ready. You have a wealth of love. You're like a Band-Aid. They call me the bomb of Gilead, and you're just like me. I will bring you the hard cases. I will bring you those that are bitter, for your love shall flow. They will wave the white flag of anger, of murder, of cussing, of hatred, of evil, because my presence will flow through you. Get ready. You're going to go in deep waters. You're going to get more revelation. You shall even minister in Capitol Hill and those in high places. Get ready. If I'm going to open up your prayer life, you're going to travel in the spirit. Watch me do it. And I'm even in my message. I'm hearing, but it's like sometimes I get a touch. It's like you can touch hot sauce or a certain type of steak. What I'm tasting for you is Europe. And even an eating house. Rocco, see, God commanded a widow woman to sustain that Elijah, his prophet. And when he came there, he asked what she was doing. She could have said, the Lord told me this, that, and the other, but she said, we're going to bake a cake and die. She could have disobeyed God. She obeyed God. God sent your mother. That's really, even though it's your mother, there's some folks, saved and unsaved, called to God, that they put them in a rest home, or there's brothers and sisters that haven't spoken in years. Amen. So this is really shows the awesomeness of the Lord and the understanding. And I heard a year. I don't know what that means. Something Germanic. Even a year. And I know because of you, the Lord is going to add some time, some years to your mother's life. And God has put a new song in your mouth. Even praise on him. Many shall hear and fear and shall trust in the Lord. I heard TV show. You can talk, you're understanding. I believe you're going to have like a miniature TVN. Like a talk show. You know, maybe T. Is your name Deborah?
Yes.
T with Deborah, something like that. Because there's going to be so much love. People, I believe that people sometimes come uninvited, even though relatives or friends or saints, and they give you their problem. You're like, what are they doing here? They come not that they want to intrude on your privacy, but they come because you have so much peace and you have so much joy. And God is going to make your house like a campground. You know, a campground is some place we go to with the power of God, you know, like Ruth Hefflin's campground, or like the Rovers, something falls, in North Carolina, a place where they've been praying for 100 years. There's wealth. I'm hearing wealth. There's wealth creation in Ikandadadiatan, and I keep hearing house. Are you married, woman of God?
No.
Okay, well, I heard house. I wanted to say husband, but I only say with the Spirit of God. But the Bible says we prophesy apart, and no one.
I want a house. I want a house.
Because of Boshanda Rokoson, God's going to make you like a model for him. Because of Boshanda, you know, a model is somebody that represents a certain fashion and things. Have you ever thought about modeling in the earlier days?
I was in television. You had mentioned television, you know, like 20 years ago. I used to work on some shows, and then now I'm just in sales, but my mother's aged, and I feel like she might have a bad spirit on her because she just has a smile. Yes, I believe that, but I believe that she's so angry at God that she is picking up all kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've gone through that. So does she go? Do you take her to senior citizen's place? Does somebody come and pick her up sometime?
No, I got her 24/7.
Well, God is going to send you some help, but what you need to do is when you feed her, if she goes to the kitchen or something like that, I found out we have service in the house, and when you pray, the anointing, just like if you have garlic, it'll go through the walls. Amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
It doesn't go through the wall, and it's going to touch her.
Yes.
And before I move on, when Jesus cast out the spirit of lunacy when you shake uncontrollably, remember the Father said, "We're born to disciples, we couldn't cast them out." You know what I'm saying? You know, help me. And I said, you know, well, you know that spirit, okay? Well, he cast the spirit out, and then the devil threw him down. And see, what I'm saying is, there's deliverance coming to your mother. And the devil they're coming out right now, but he's trying to put on a show to discourage you.
Okay.
And have the worship music playing. And then as you see God, you'll see a lamb in the bush. Come on, somebody.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And you said something about the bathroom door. We have a cat. Her cat is in the bathroom. I found that interesting that you mentioned to put oil on the door because it's almost like her pets are coming down with things too, you know?
Well, God, he preserved the animals. The animals were very important, amen, you know, watchdogs and things of that nature. So as you anoint that place, glory to God, and as you anoint that place, glory to God, maybe take your mother into senior citizens program or amen, if she's eating in the kitchen, if you bring it to the kitchen to eat, amen, then you go, amen, and take an undershirt, amen, anoint it, amen, and put that undershirt on or shirt, amen, and as you seek God for 3 or 4 days, come on, somebody, it'll be like a prayer cloth, and then cut it up and put it, amen, under her pillow, under her bed and things, and then anoint the doorposts, anoint the door handles, amen, everything that she touches, amen, if she's in a wheelchair or something like that, then anoint that, amen, but he that winneth souls or deal with souls must be wise, so sometime when she's out of that room or sometime as she goes to the restroom, that's a time to slip in. Or you can get the senior citizens programs and places where you can bring her or something for half a day or something like that. Uh-huh. And when she's gone, you can go in that room and pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Or if now it's not feasible to her to go places, then she's got to come in the kitchen. She's got to go here and there.
Right.
So you pray in the Holy Ghost everywhere she goes. It got them spirits that they're bound right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Lord loves you, and it's not going to overwhelm you. There's no time test that you can't take, because God could easily
blessed you with some funds and you could have put her somewhere else. Amen. But when she came to you, he didn't say no.
No, and people said I was crazy because they know how she is, you know.
Well, I've experienced the same thing. Mom, because I could sail this in time, whatever. But it's a spirit. And you bind that thing up. See, if it had been somebody else's mother or if you were a CNA or something like that, it's easier because there's no emotional necessarily attachment.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But sometimes relatives, because that raised us and changed our diapers, etc., they can get under our skin and get us in the flesh. So sometimes, even though it's your wonderful mother, sometimes before you deal with her, you may want to get into prayer.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Because of Sunday,
hallelujah.
You know, and do some fasting. But I commend you for taking on the assignment and loving your mother.
Amen.
And God
Amen.
Is going to honor
Amen.
Your faith.
Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I've been praying
Amen.
All day, listening to music.
Amen.
It's fighting back, I'm going to tell
Amen.
You. It's fighting back.
Well, sometimes call stay for me, because if any two people should touch and agree on anything on earth, they have the Father in heaven. Sometimes combining your faith with someone else helps too.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so
Amen.
Much, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And
Amen.
Deborah, it's really nice to meet you. My name is Stacy. So welcome to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. And I want
Thank
to
you.
Encourage you. You said that they're pushing back. Prophet Wayne and I kind of like do a tag team, but he, you know, I wait until he's done. I want you
okay.
to get a red napkin, like a cloth napkin, like napkins for you, for
uh-huh.
your table for dinner, decorating.
Uh-huh.
Get some red napkins, and I want you to anoint it, and I want
okay.
you to pray over it for 3 days, and
okay.
I want you to put it in Mark the 11th chapter, verse 22 to 24, because you're going to speak to the mountain. But after you're going to pray over it, you're going to anoint it, you're going to put it in the Bible, inside chapter Mark 11th chapter. And I want you, after you anoint it and pray over it for 3 days. After that third
okay.
day, put it under her mattress and let her sleep on top of it. But don't bother it. But don't even let her know that it's there. And
oh,
then
no.
I
okay.
want you to, yeah, don't let her know it's there. But then I want you to get your anointing oil, and if you're not afraid to, anoint her cats. Anoint her cats with
oh.
the, just anoint your hands, touch the cats, top of their head, and pray for them. And just command any let God lead you with the prayer, but any unclean spirit, any foul spirit, but any tracking and monitoring spirit, you want to cast it out. And if you need help with it,
okay.
you know, I'll give you my phone number. You could call me. But you just
okay.
want to bless these cats and commit them to God, because any evil
okay.
spirits that were attached that came into your house through the cats, because a lot of times with witchcraft and divination, they will operate through cats. So
okay.
it's important that you anoint them and pray over them.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much.
You're welcome. And then Psalms 21, verse 11 and 12.
Okay.
Read those scriptures and prophetically just start praying them every night. But God said that the enemy will not be able to perform his wicked devices against you.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, she's been having ghosts, she says, come in and talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I
okay.
don't know if that's where the spirit is coming, you know, from. And she'll
but
talk to him.
It's Yeah, but it's still, it's witchcraft, it's divination, it's necromancy, and it's a lot of things. So
okay.
put down my phone number.
She says she can't help it. Like it just... Okay.
She can't, but you can.
Okay.
Prophet Wayne just, you know, once... But if she was born, see, sometimes this is generational. You're dealing with bloodline and generational curses. And it's only so much
okay.
we could do on the air, because we don't want to say everything.
Okay.
So take down my phone number.
Okay.
It's 302.
Okay.
452-4230.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
Prophet Wayne is 919.
Okay.
741-3635.
Okay.
So you could reach out to both of us, but I want to talk to you one-on-one so we could really go through some things. Because
okay.
whatever she was born into or whatever she's been doing, that's the open door. And there are many
okay.
breaches that need to be closed. And we're going to have
okay.
to do them like one-on-one, but it's going to require some prayer and fasting as well. Okay? But you're
okay.
on the right
okay.
path. How did you hear about the prayer line tonight?
I was just led to it.
Okay, praise God. Well, Prophet Wayne
mm-hmm.
speaks every second Monday of the month, and I speak on other Mondays, but, you know, we're here every Monday at tonight we was here at 8 o'clock. But you have Prophet
okay.
Wayne's number, but I pray that you stay on the line. I'm so happy that
yeah.
you reached out. You know, today
you
is the
so
turning
much.
Point of your breakthrough. Oh, you're welcome.
Oh,
you're welcome. Thank
awesome.
God.
Thank you, God.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. And everyone, thank you so much for your patience.
Day.
We try not to rush through anything, and
no,
we try and
no,
spend time. Mm-hmm. We try and
I'm
spend time
listen.
As much time as needed. Yeah, okay, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you. But I'm just letting
thank
every, because we have a lot of callers tonight, a lot of first-time callers, and we do thank you. And we don't rush through anything. We let God take his time. And we do have a caller that's been patiently waiting. And I welcome you to the prayer line. Prophet Wayne will greet you right now as I'm taking you off. I'm opening up your
okay.
mic. The last four numbers of your call, your number is 4257. Prophet
hello?
Wayne.
Praise God.
How are you?
God bless you.
God bless you. I just been going on just to, I don't know. I just get prayer from the Holy Spirit, you know, whatever comes through.
Okay. Oh, Father, hallelujah. I come boldly to the throne of grace to get help in the time of need. Roko Shoda, touch this woman. I heard deeper. Bring her deeper. Roko Dona, and I declare that Christ will dawn the heart by faith that she, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints which is breadth, length, and depth, the height, and to know the love of God that passes knowledge. Now, when the hymns able to do exceedingly above all that you ask and think according to power work on us, be him in glory. What I'm saying, I'm hearing, is you're going deeper. There's dimensions of God. Sometimes some of the things that we're going through, amen, it's because we're still in the same dimension. The demons, they study us, amen. But when you move to another dimension, in God, then the demons will be like, oh, my God, who is this person? And God's going to move you to deeper dimensions. Do you pray in the Holy Ghost, ma'am?
Actually, the other day here, I did break out in tongues. I hadn't done it in years, but, yeah, I did the other day. I did it.
He that prayeth in an unknown tongue talketh to God, not to man. Happen in the spirit, he speak mysteries. That's 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter. Mysteries are things that God knows that we don't know. Then the book of Jude, which is only like one chapter, I guess, it says, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, keeping yourself in the love of God. I can send you some things where you can pray in the Holy Ghost along with it for an hour or two. You build up your endurance. And then you can sing in the spirit. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, be not ignorant of the will of the Lord. Amen. And be not drunk with wine, where it's in excess. You know, I mean, be drunk, but in the Holy Ghost, but speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making a melody in your heart to the Lord. And you can start out by worshiping God and singing on to God. And God will quicken you. And you'll begin to speak in tongues. Because Jesus said, hallelujah, if you being evil know how to give gifts unto your children, how much more should your Father give the Holy Holy Spirit to him, ask him. And Jesus said, he that believeth in me, as the scripture, and that word he is also she, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spoke he of the Spirit that he would receive. But Jesus was not yet glorified. Well, he's been glorified, and I decree and declare that you will speak. Fill the Lord. Even just say that to me, and even those on the line, Lord Jesus, fill me. I receive a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit.
A fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Even the cloven tongues of fire. I received the baptism.
I
received the power from on high. Receive it by faith. And even knows the line. He says, I received my fresh infilling. Because they were filled not only dead in the Pentecost, but later when they were whipped and beat for his name's sake, they went back to the corners and they thank God that they suffered for his name's sake, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of that Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The earthquake, and they were filled again. Fill us again, Lord. Those that thirst and hunger after righteousness shall be filled. He comes out for my daughter. I'm taking you up higher. Roko, so I'm going to fill you and fill you. For you are going to have adventures with me, saith God. For you shall write books on spiritual warfare, even the Holy Spirit. He comes down there. For Benny Hinn had those experiences even while he was young with me. And he even wrote the book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. But there are more volumes to be written. For I'm limitless. My spirit is limitless. Amen. It's infinite, saith God. And I shall reveal myself to you. Don't look at your stature, horrible thunder, or knowledge, or lack thereof, saith God, but look to me, and I shall use you to set the captive free, and I shall fill you, and I shall open up my word to you. I hear a house, and I have a house for you, saith God. I will touch your physical house. I will give you another house, for you're very smart, even in marketing, even in business, and I shall bless you. And I see you even with daycares, caring for children, even for teenagers, for you have a lot of wisdom and a lot of understanding. And I hear computer. I don't know if you've ever done things with computer, but there's inroads that you're going to do with computer and even discoveries. God's going to touch your mind like he did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But the key to all the gifts of the Spirit, the key is, hallelujah, is the Word of God and praying in the Holy Ghost. And God is going to heal you over. And I feel the presence of God. Holy Spirit, baptize. Baptize. We desire your sweet communion. I'm hearing wealth. The Bible says, good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the us. Hallelujah, for the just. You're going to have end time wealth. You're going to be a paymaster. I hear book. You're going to write. There's a book in your bosom that's going to help somebody, even a bestseller. God's going to put you in time. He's going to put you on magazine covers. There's going to be time when you're going to change even into another woman. There's times when you flow in the spirit, you won't even know who you are. And great boldness is going to come upon you. You're going to minister not just in pulpit, but in shopping centers. All of a sudden, boldness is going to come upon you. And once again, I'm hearing wealth. Wealth in the natural and wealth in the spirit. House, even real estate and houses, even computers. Have you ever worked in computers?
Yeah, but I haven't been to school in about 20 years, so... But, yeah,
well,
I guess I would be kind of proficient.
Okay, so he can do some. You know how my daughter goes in and out applications and things, and when our computer goes down, but God is going to make you 10 times smarter, even as you fast. because of the whatever, 1 or 2 days or even juice fasting, the Holy Ghost will lead you. You too are going to have adventures in God. He's going to open up his word. When I first got saved in 86 and I was in New York City, called to God, I went down to visit. And my grandmother, who's a church woman, she was used to being up 4 o'clock in the morning waiting for me coming from the hip hop parties and things, you know. And I would be annoyed. She said, "Don't wait up for me." And she'd be in the parlor sleeping in the, you know, in the front room, amen. Yeah. But now it was 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. She was happy that I got saved. But instead of running the streets and riding the trains and hip hopping and doing all this, that, and the other, I'd read the word, fall asleep, and wake back up. She thought I went crazy. Come on, God has got gave. He's going to increase your hunger and thirst for righteousness. You're going to eat his flesh and drink his blood. And he's going to give you wisdom. Just ask him for it.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us tonight. You can stay on the line with us.
God bless.
Oh, God bless you. Okay, and we have caller with the last four numbers, 2600. Your mic is open.
God bless you.
Leisha, are you there? She might be on mute. Okay. Do we have another? We have any more prayer requests?
Vanessa.
Okay. Hi, Vanessa. Prophet Wayne, we have Vanessa on the line.
Oh, God bless you from South Carolina, right?
Yes. It's been a long time.
Too. What a wonderful message.
Prophet Wayne, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here, yes.
Okay. Somebody is in the place with some background noise, if you could mute your phone. Okay, Vanessa, what's your prayer request?
My prayer request is to pray for me to a sinner. I'm in the process of starting to physically embark in my, I guess you could say, new season or my purpose to physically actually to progress and to make a move, I should say. I've had a lot of attacks lately, and I've gotten distracted, but I know that it's time for me to go ahead and to move forward and take that step, the first step, my art.
Amen.
Amen.
Where do you, woman of God, where do you fellowship at?
I do belong to a church that was my father's church, but I haven't been led to go there like I normally would, because I'm growing. God's taking me on a different level, and so that's a church that's very religious, and I think he's moving me out of there. But he hasn't said where he wants to place me, you know, as far as a physical
Amen.
Church right now.
Amen. Well, what I heard is move and things of that nature, because tradition, you know, sometimes it's granddaddy's been buried and grandmother and stuff like that. And Smith Wigglesworth, yeah, even he said he was with the Salvation Army and was in for a while. Then the fire went down. Then he moved somewhere else. I believe that God is going to move you. And the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And God is going to lead you to Kondandanda, Rikendiria Sanda, to a place in that area, that spirit filled, that it feeds you milk. I mean, not milk, but to feed you meat. He called daughter the Bokonda, and go to angels to lead her, Rokon, to the right apostles and prophets and pastors. Even now, in the name of Jesus, we come against those demonic attacks right now. In the name of Jesus, devil, get your hands off God's property. I plead the blood even right now. Come on, your angels, to help us. Ikandada, touch her. Comfort her, comfort her. Holy Ghost, touch her. Jesus, touch her with your nail-starred hand. I decree and declare that house will be a haven. That she will get revelation, knowledge, that she'll know the hope of his calling and inheritance, the exceeding greatness of your power to her that believes. We thank you for new levels of joy, new level of peace. We thank you that the house is getting enlarged. We thank you for profit. We thank you for those paintings that they will sell, I reckon, like hotcakes. We thank you for divine connections, for this is a new chapter in thy life, saith God, for there'll be no confusion. For you hear my voice clearly, and I shall open up my word to you, on the dawn, I will give you great understanding. You will look in the mirror and say, my God, who is this? For you will cast out devils. You will raise the dead and heal the sick. For there's a prophetic ministry on you, saith God, and even the arts, saith God. That's not the only business. For I am a God of multiple streams. For I shall bless thee, even your own phone company. I will give you nitty, nifty ways to make money. I will bring folk that will loan you money, even to give into your bosom. Get ready. For you shall fly here and fly there. For I'm going to put you in a sabbatical. I'm going to give you rest. For there's money coming, said God. There's settlement Amen. Money coming. So that shall Praise come God. To you. Get ready. Some things I know, because I know you. Amen. But I haven't talked about a long time, so I know it's the Holy Ghost. There's settlement money coming. For I will clear it up. I am your judge in the courtroom. I am your arbitrator. And you too have the ministry of Sarah and even Esther. For yes, there's times even in the past where you've been, hallelujah, in pageants and even one of them, saith God. But I should renew your youth like the eagles. You should look in the mirror and say, my God, what happened to this ring? What happened? My God, am I dreaming? And I am my Ekan Daridia, San Daridia. Am I in my 20s and 30s again? Han Daridia, San, for even as you worship me, even as you get into my presence, San Dada, I should renew every thing in you, for I shall make you a sign and a wonder. You shall see many young men delivered, yekanda, and many youth, yekanda, hip hoppers. You will see them, for I will send you to clubs. Oh my God, they'll say, what are you wearing? Good God Almighty, you got the same Gucci that I got on, but something different about you. For times past, many called you beautiful, many looked at you, but they shall look again, and it won't just be the outside, but it just should be my glory. For I shall use that which I've given you, Roko, even your assets, to draw people into the kingdom, and things which you put your hand to in times past, you shall touch it again. Prosperity, it shall be even your middle name. Watch me do it, saith the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. And total healing for your body right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your eyes right now. The Holy Spirit, because those of you that need help, you can just ask, thank God for it, because the Spirit is very high in here. Look, I've seeked God, but there's other people that have been seeking God. So am I seek with your seek and my prayer with your prayer? My God, he comes out of your sanda. Nothing but glory on this line. And God said, don't look to the left or the right. He comes out. If I have a Boaz for you, for even as I beautify you with salvation, even as you spend time with me, you'll see many people come, save God, many suitors, and some will even make your baby leap, but you will not move. You got by a title or how good they preach or how good they sing, save God. Well, you shall know when the right one comes, save God, for I'm slowing up time. I'm increasing your days. And you shall outrun people half your age. Get ready. More energy coming. Get ready. Total healing for thy body. Watch me do it, for I am your judge. Watch me clear things up for you. Every day shall be an adventure with me, and you shall flow in the healing anointing. You shall flow in the glory, even in the shopping centers, even when you, because you have always been an outrageous person, for I've made you that way. Yes, you are beautiful, but you are not conceited. You are a people's person. You are very touchable, and I shall use you, and you will affect more people than you can even imagine. Even if you won the Miss America and Miss Universe, get ready. Be that surprised when you see yourself on the big screen. For I will plant your face for many to see. And I shall make you a sign, a wonder. I shall use the beauty. I shall use your wit, even your sense of humor, to draw people to me, saith the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy for my sister. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
And everybody stay tuned because Vanessa is an artist, a wonderful artist, and she's a former guest on the radio, but I'm going to be interviewing her next week. So I will be putting the information out, but I'm going to ask everybody to please support her because she's real low-key right now with her artwork, but what God has placed inside of her is mainstream. I'm talking her stuff could go to the White House. It could be in some of the major galleries throughout the city.
Amen.
And so I want everyone to please pray for her because God is going to do a major, major work in her. And God bless you, Prophet Wayne, for ministering to her.
Thank you, Prophet.
The last time we gathered together, Prophet Wayne said to some of you, stay close to me. And he's not just saying that. But many of you, especially the newer people, there is such, like he said, like God's glory, but there's such an anointing here, and everybody is so gifted, but you're in a wonderful season of answered prayer. And sometimes you just need that extra support to help you push through some of the things you're going through. But we have Alicia on the last four numbers, 2600. Welcome to the prayer line.
Good evening, everyone. After hearing all of the prayers, I am just full. But however, I need prayer for God to just the fog. And the fog is the favor of God. As I go through the fire, I will not be burnt. Because a lot of things are coming up against me. Things are coming up against my marriage. Things are coming up against my home. And I am being attacked in a major way. I have a ministry. It's called Wreck the Wall Ministry. I just need strength to keep going.
Amen. Glory to God. Who is you have a covering, woman of God?
Yes, I have a pastor, Stephen Furtick.
Okay, Stephen Furtick. Okay, the big Stephen Furtick, right?
At Elevation.
Okay, praise God. And we thank you, Lord, for this woman. Amen. Out of the book on, you said, what God put together, let no man put asunder. We bind these enemies trying to put a wedge between this woman of God and her spouse, even right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm here in house. God's going to touch your house. Touch your emotions, Lord. You said, I wish that thou may prosper in health, even thy soul prosper. We thank you for her soul prospering. We thank you for her ministry. We thank you, Lord, for sending across her path people that are of fire, not to upset Mr. Furtick, but we thank you for folk local Ikanda that it touch her, that it bring her to the next level. We thank you, Lord, for all night prayer meetings in a house. We thank you, Rekendede, for that husband. I decree and declare that they will have a continuous honeymoon. I thank you that even as she touches her husband's hand, I decree and declare that there'll be electricity. Oh, anoint her cooking, Lord. Out of here, one seconds and thirds. Devil, we bind you. Roko, I decree and declare they will have a continuous honeymoon. Roko, so we ask you for wisdom. You said if any man or woman lack wisdom, let him ask of God who gives literally and it breedeth not. We thank you for wisdom. For yes, the attacks are coming, saith God. For hell is mad and they're afraid. For you are touching lives and you will touch more. Get ready, for elevation is coming, saith God. And you shall meet other spiritual fathers. I will place them in your life to bring you up even higher, saith God, and I shall make you more skilled, even in spiritual warfare, for you shall go from a bachelor's degree in the spirits to a master's and even a PhD. Oh, get ready, for I will tell you what books to read, and I shall bring millionaires in the spirit realm across thy path. I will tell you who to sow to. Get ready, for your footsteps are ordered of me, and you shall walk in the glory. But just as I brought a Priscilla and Aquila, amen, to even expound the word to Apollos in a greater way, I have a Priscilla's and I have Aquila's. I have rams in the thicket for you to bring you to the next level. Hell is afraid, saith God, for you are sitting with me in heavenly places, saith God. And even as you pray in the spirit, for many times you will pray yourself to sleep, and I will give you visions, and I will give you revelations of things to come on the earth, saith God. And I shall touch your husband, and I shall pitch back on Danda, change him even into a teddy bear. For you shall even minister on marriage. For I shall take your mess and turn it into a message. This is a new day. You shall run and you won't tire. For I'm going to give you some more Holy Ghost fire. For I will show you the enemy's tricks, even in the bedroom, for you should be 10 and 12 steps ahead of the enemy. Watch me do it, saith God. And what I feel in my mouth is new horizons in God. There's places that you're going through. You're going to get so high in God that you're going to be like, where's the enemy at? I know he got to be somewhere. I know I got to have an argument with my spouse. I know, no. And God will say, he's right here, but you're so high in me that you don't even see him. The devil's so stupid. He should have just left you alone. You were already on fire, but now he's just pushing you, amen, into the bosom of God. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. I believe Psalm 127:28 says in the time of trouble, he shall hide you in the secret of the pavilion. God's going to hide you. And in that place, you'll see the demons. You'll see the principalities and powers. And God is going to give you spiritual warfare strategies. Even write books on that, for you're going higher. And you'll see many families delivered. Many marriages strengthen. You shall even minister to celebrities. Articles, periodicals on relationships in the family. Helping the poor. And I even see you ministering to Dwayne Wade and
Gabriel Union and folk like that. I see you pulling people out of the very depths of hell, out of the Illuminati. God is going to give you supernatural understanding. And I see the face of the talk show host, the lady that gossips a whole lot, that talks gossip, Wendy Williams. God's going to just throw, he's going to give you the desires of your heart. He supplies you, but he's going to start giving you the desires of your heart. Continuous honeymoon, even what's in my mouth is Acapulco. See, the devil, whatever's going on in your life, he's a liar, right? So what he's showing you is like a mirage. And a mirage, if you've seen, is like a movie where somebody's in the desert and they're cursing and they're dying from hunger. And all of a sudden, they see a lake with clear water and they jump into it and it's nothing but sand. It's a mirage. It's there, but it's not there. It's not permanent. Your confession and your fasting and praying is going to change it. You're going to change the channel in your life. God of mine.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Breathe on the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Breathe on her marriage. Breathe on her now. You according to Christ in us, the hope
in the
of
name
Lord, of according to Colossians 3. Give her hope. God's going to give you hope. He's going to open up his words. You're going to command your day. You know who Cindy Trim is? Do you know who she is, ma'am?
No.
Well, you're going to find out her teaching. You're going to have wisdom like she has. She walks in great authority. And you're going to minister to, you're going to minister to a lot of people from different cultures. Glory to God. God's going to bring you deeper. And things that used to bother you, you're going to say, I see you. Get back in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Anoint your house. Did you see the movie the War Room?
Yeah.
Okay, anoint that house. God is going to – he's according to your faith, be it on to you. And the fact that you're on this line – that's the faith is an act. You're doing something. Mm-hmm. You stepped out on the water. You didn't have to put out your business like that, but that's faith and it's boldness. Come on, somebody. And his wife, if I had no more sheets, you might come out with something called no more drama. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah.
Hey, oh, glory.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, we magnify your name, God. We magnify your name, God. By your name, God. Oh, excellent is thy holy name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Do we have any more prayer requests at this time?
Thank you, God, hallelujah. Thank you, God, hallelujah. Thank you, God, hallelujah.
Caller with the last four numbers, 2719, do you have a prayer request?
Thank you.
That was me.
I'm just going down the list.
Yeah, so
that
was
Deborah.
Yeah.
Oh, that
yes,
was Deborah. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. caller with the last four. Yes.
I do want to lift up. I have two sisters that have both been diagnosed with breast cancer. One recently had a double mastectomy. The other one is really dealing with no appetite and just been very, very, very sick. So if we can lift them up. I know one person's name. I don't know the other person's name. I just know of the situations, and I've been travailing all weekend for them, and if y'all can just pray with me for them.
Okay, praise
okay.
God. You
Prophet
said one
Wayne.
Has breast cancer?
Both of them, one has breast cancer. One had a double mastectomy, and they've removed the cancer.
Okay, well, even Father, right now, hallelujah, you said all things are possible to them that believe. And you said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, for and so it might be, hallelujah, equal God, but made it a save of no reputation and took from him the form of a serpent, even and made himself a beat. I messed it up. Medium to God, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has given him name that's above every name, that the name of Jesus, which is above cancer. We apply the name of Jesus.
Yes,
even for that double mastectomy, I messed that up. But go there with the ikanda. We lose forth healing even right now. I curse the cancer at the root and command it to die. You will not ikanda mess up that ikanda, that breast, that woman's life. I decree and declare that she will not have to go through any more chemo or any chemo at all. I speak to the miracle. All things are possible to them that believe. We come in the stead for this woman. We come to touch the hem of your garment. We're crawling in the dirt. We're calling on you like Zacchaeus said. Like Bartimaeus said, we're climbing that tree. We come in faith, God. We acknowledge your presence. For in your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. We lay hands on these women. You said we should lay hands in the sick, and they should recover. We speak to the mountain even right now. Holy Spirit, I feel your presence. We want more of you. Saturate her. Saturate these women that and she's like the centurion that said you don't even have to come in the house, but speak the word only. We honor her faith. She's speaking the word. I'm speaking the word. I decree and declare miracles in their life. Rekindidi, I found everything that was taken from the hysterical, the every side effect from surgery. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Go your angels even into those rooms where they're at. Go your angels to bring spirit-filled people across their path, not people full of doubt and unbelief. For my daughter, I shall do it. I shall honor your faith, faith, God, for you are a water worker. You come to me believing, and I shall honor your militant like faith, faith, God, for you didn't come asking for yourself. You come asking for other people, even as Solomon didn't ask for himself, but he asked for wisdom, and I gave him understanding. I gave him wisdom. I gave him more than anybody ever had, faith, God, and I shall bless thy finances like I blessed Solomon. See, I can trust you with the money, saith God, for you will touch many people. You will house many people. You will house, you will have a place for homeless people. You will have adult continuing education. For I'm going to give you the money. For many with money, they only give to get a tax write-off, saith God, but you give. You will take your shirt. You will give your last air. I've seen your giving and how you've ministered to the saints. I've heard that cry, and I've seen thy tears, and I shall reward you openly. For I said, weeping may endure for night, but joy cometh in the morning. And even as you lay hands on, for you have miracle power. You have my glory in your hands. You don't have to wait for Benny to come to town, or this evangelist, or this one, or that one. For I shall endue you with power from on high, and you shall even see people healed by your shadow, even in your presence. Watch me do it. You're bold enough to ask me, and I'm going to grant you the desires of your heart, for you will touch multitudes. And I heard a year. I don't know what that means, but you shall touch multitudes, saith the Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
And even some of the women, get my number and Stacy's number. And while we're in the presence of God, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, we can pray for them. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. They can hear the word of God. It is presence and fullness of joy. You know, people say, oh, you don't have to feel nothing. Well, I don't go by feeling, but it's, if you're sick and afflicted, you want to feel something. Come on, somebody.
Amen. 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 Thank you so very much. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. And Queen Stacy, thank you for the invitation. I've been tremendously blessed. And I don't know the sister's name that called me out as well. I just want to just bless her and thank you. And I'm going to keep you in my prayers as well. You have a very peculiar anointing upon your life. And it's your time to walk in it. I totally agree with what the prophet said. You have the posture. It's time for you now to position the posture and walk in it.
Yeah. I received that woman of Yahweh. Bless you. Bless you. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Oh, God, bless your name. It's a sweet spirit, oh, God, yes. Yes, God, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry. My prayer request. Do we have any other prayer requests right now? Irene, do you have a prayer request? That's because I don't want to miss anyone. And I want to thank all of our first-time callers for coming. You are so welcome. Caller with the last four numbers, 6886, do you have a prayer request?
Oh, hold on. Okay.
If you don't, it's okay. You don't have to say anything. I'm just trying to make sure everyone is you know, every need is being met. So if you don't, that's fine.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, hi. This is Diane. Good evening.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Hey, love. How are you?
Good.
I was just listening and got really, you know, blessed by the word speaking about the ram. And it really brought light to some things. So I appreciate on the man that I speak and concerning that. Just enjoying the hotline tonight. This is my first time joining. I really enjoyed it. And I just want to thank God for everybody. And whatever prophet feel like God is giving him to say, you know, I receive it.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. I didn't know it was you.
Yeah.
Prophet Wayne, this is the prophet of the house where I go to church at. And, oh, my gosh, I'm just so honored that she's here tonight. And if you could please minister to her, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Your voice is like, it's just like so nice. It's like childlike. Even though you're a grown woman, very intelligent and mature, you have a childlike voice. Amen. And what I saw, I'm getting two impressions. And I don't know whether you're single or not. Sometimes I get house, but I'm getting house and husband. You know, I don't know what that means. God knows what that means. You know what it means. But what I sense from you is, you know, the Bible said that he's sweeter than the honey and the honeycomb. There's a sweetness about you. Like I see a sugar cube in your mouth. You're going to minister to even the most bitter people. And God said your words will not fall to the ground. But you should not just be known for the prophetic, say of God, addresses and things of that nature. But I'm going to graduate you to even prime ministers and even business people will come to you. Be not surprised if you see yourself in the White House, even Capitol Hill. If I'm bringing you from a minor prophet to a major prophet, saith God, for I will show you things to come. I will show you coming storms, and that which you say shall come to pass. Your words will not fall to the ground. Be not surprised if you see yourself on Sid Roth, the show, and TBN, and even Daystar. If I'm enlarging your territory, and I'm going to increase your borders. This is a new day, and you've been faithful with little, and I'm going to make you ruler over money. Many, saith God, for yes, there's money coming. Rick and Dan, for you are a giver, saith God. Rick and Dan, that eat, and even that fire that was on Juanita Bynum shall come on you, saith God, for even while you minister, even while you prophesy, even before you get to the middle of your message, you will see people run to the altar to give their lives to him. You shall see people throw money and finances at you. For yes, you are like a two-edged sword. At one time, you'll be a battle axe. At another time, you'll be like a bomb and like a band-aid. For you'll bring the honey. You'll bring the tough love. You will call down the spiritual fire from heaven, and even your enemies will not be able to contend with you because of the sugar, because of the love. For yes, you will see people come out of prison. You will see people come out of bitterness. Even the enemies, they lose their strength because that sugar, oh, that goodness that's on the inside of you will melt their hearts. For they shall call you the prophetess of love. Humble bro da boma mama ma. And you won't just minister to the people of Melon, Dark Melon. You shall minister to Caucasian. You shall minister to the people of the Indians, the people in the Mideast. You will see the black Israelites. They will not be able to withstand their words. Even people out of the nation of Islam, even the cults. Get ready, for I'm going to open up many doors. And I'm going to give you a major platform, for this is your time to shine in the fame, in the glory, in the notoriety. You will give it back to me, Honda, for I am a jealous God. And I've given you an assignment, and it's going to get larger and larger, more responsibility. You will not get the big head because you've gone through the process, says the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. God bless you, Prophet. My God. I love that.
You're one of the people I can see. I never met, but I'm seeing like your faith and that when other people are fighting, you're the one that breaks it up. You're the one that, even though you got to bring a strong prophetic word, but you're the one that everybody likes. It's hard for anybody to hate on you because you walk in so much love. That's what's needed. We got a lot of gifted folk. We got a lot of gifted prophets, apostles, but we got a lot of horniness. We need some love. We know that people that preach against homosexuality, and they're preaching the right words, but it's in the wrong spirit. The LBG community fights because we fight in fire with fire. You're going to pour love on them. You're going to see the folks, the undesirable criminals, the meanest folk, coming to the kingdom through your ministry.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. God bless you. Amen.
Y'all know what we do. We say thank you, God, for everybody that get a word. Let's rejoice for her. Hallelujah.
Amen. Wonderful. Thank you, Lord.
And I witness every single word, but the love just pours out of her. I mean, everybody loves her. That is just so true.
Amen.
Do we have any more prayer requests? We want to make sure everyone was able to be ministered to. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my prayer request, Prophet Wayne, is for the missions portion of the ministry. And I need about 10 Jeeps for the pastors in Kenya and Nigeria and Liberia and in India. Mm-hmm. And we want to do 7 wells in India. And this is not with top of the line construction, but it's doable for what we're doing right now. And we need 7 wells, and it's $700 a piece. So I'm really believing God to, start raising up people to help with donations and just be a blessing to the ministry. But the Jeeps are needed so we could go to the rural areas, and then for those areas where we need some bicycles. So if I could get about, just to start, I mean, I'm just asking for about 25, maybe 30 bicycles so that the pastors can reach, the people in the rural areas, because it's very difficult. A lot of times they're walking, and we're to the point now where we need some trucks. We need some transportation, and we need the bicycles and prayers.
Well, what God is saying is because you're doing that work, you know, it's honorable. Amen. And go to God. I even see, I thank God for this on the phones. Amen. But I see God transition. I see people jumping on this line. I got a thunder every single line, every single night. I see you fasting 30, 40 days. The glory is just going to draw folk. Amen. The Bible says a man's gift bring him before, make his room for him. That's not just the gift that God gave you, but it's also really means finances. People are going to give into your belly like it's never before. And God's going to put you on television. People are going to start to see your faith. Your face, and then they're going to see your face. Then you're going to even have your own dance company, like liturgical dancers, and you're going to even see folk, Lord of God, you're going to see folk, Lord of God, coming in from Albert Ellie, from dance companies to get to practice under the glory. And as they get into the glory, it's going to touch their ability in the ballet or the dance companies and things of that nature, because you've been a hidden vessel. God is getting ready to give you to the mainstream. You're a woman of tremendous faith, because I've seen these pictures of minister, and you're not wealthy yet, but you're on your way. There's going to come an explosion of finances in your life. And whatever that you've been putting on a shelf, God said to touch it. Rick and Diddy-D-O, and he's bringing a healing to your, even your emotions. Seek and then the Rick and then. So get ready, my daughter. He can then the day, for I had that Boaz at the appointed time. For you're full of love and understanding. And I shall enlarge your territories, and I shall increase your borders. For there's many gifted folk, but they're just as mean as a junkyard dog and selfless. But I developed you even in the furnace of affliction, and you've kept the joy. You've kept the smile on your face. And I will put you on cereal boxes. I will put you on magazine covers. But just as they saw Aunt Jemima's face, they're going to see the smile on your face. You shall even have a Christian comedy club. Rocco, for laughter is like a medicine. For you shall laugh the way to the bank. You shall laugh at demons, saith God, and you shall. I will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask to think. For I shall give you millions, saith the Lord. And it'll be as easy going to India and going to these other countries as crossing the Benjamin Franklin and going into New York. For you'll not even have to go on the commercial economy. For you shall have a private jet. Get ready for the next 30 days. I'm hearing wealth. You'll experience more money, saith God. For many have been touched by your ministry over the years. Many said they were going to give. They've forgotten you, saith God, just as the people in the jail forgot Joseph, but I will put them in remembrance, and they should remember on the day for financial armor bearers are coming. I'm taking you off the secular job, Rick and Dan, for I need you full time, Rick and Diddy, and you will have many, saith God. There'd be more preaching engagements than calendar days, saith the Lord. But you will train folk to go into your steed. For just as Jakes was needed at the time when women were cast down and men didn't know who they are, and there was a manpower and woman that were healed. Well, there's a Rekha woman, man. Here is your joy. For I shall make a way for you. And there'll be people that don't understand and say, where did this woman come from? How are all these open doors? But I've fashioned you for such a time as this. And even as being raised up in Philly, you've experienced some hard things, saith God, so you can smile 1 minute, saith God, and you can give somebody a swift kick the next minute. For love is tough, saith the Lord. He can die. For the times you'll bring, saith God, the time you will have the Nathan anointing and say, thou art that man. Get ready, Rekha, for I shall send you into war-torn countries. I will send you in places where people are starving, and you shall feed them. You shall raise up hospitals. You shall send other. I'm about to give you instruction. I'm about to take you in the course in the spirit, even concerning biblical prosperity. And you will see people that give cow milk. You will see people that give this and that, and even livestock, saith God, and I shall honor it. And I shall bless the land, and they shall find oil into the ground. Get ready, for I'm going to give you even a free trip sponsored to the Holy Land, and I shall speak to you, saith God, for you shall minister like a woman straight from heaven, saith the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you hold on for just about 15 seconds, please?
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
All I asked for was some trucks. Oh, glory to God.
Yeah.
God is funny. Yes, laugh with me, please, because the joy has been released.
Thank God.
Y'all better open your mouth and ask for what you want.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, but I just really, really thank God, for that word. I thank God for everyone's word tonight. You know, God is really, really awesome. And when Prophet Wayne come back, we're going to pray for him and ask God to restore him. And then we'll give out his information if anybody want to make a donation, a love offering to him. You'll be able to do so. But I do ask that you keep him in prayer. We are working on a prayer conference where he's going to come here to Philadelphia, and more information will follow. But we ask that you keep us in prayer as we, you know, just work together for this. God has placed a burden on my heart to bring the leaders in the city and the tri-state area together. And prayer. So I'm totally walking on water, getting out of the boat, and just doing what God told me to do. And whoever comes, come, and we're going to go forth. But it's time for us to really go in the trenches. Whether we go, I have Unity in the Community prayer on Wednesdays. And we used to go in the neighborhoods and walk, but it's just me now, and I have one person, and she can't walk. So we pray every Wednesday at 12.
But when I'm able to, I'm going to go back to the streets because I literally go in the neighborhoods. But it's really on my heart to pray for our neighborhoods, our communities, and the family because God is about to restore. And going back to the message, there is a ram in the thicket, even for our families, even for our neighborhoods. So thank you for your prayers. And just thank you, everyone, for coming. If anyone have any comments and you just want to share until Prophet Wayne comes back, the floor is open.
I'm right here, y'all. Praise the Lord.
Oh, okay. Okay. God bless you. Well, Prophet Wayne, we want to pray for. Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
No, Prophet Wayne, go ahead.
You're going to lead up evangelistic teams. You're kind of like, if you saw the movie The Pied Piper, you're kind of like a female Pied Piper and even like a Mother Teresa. God's going to make you rich. It's to the point where now when you fast and pray, you know, like, oh, my God, something's coming. I got to get prepared. Okay, Lord, take me through it. Okay. But the fasting and praying that you're going to do now, the fasting is so that you don't lose the purpose because there's going to be so much money coming in that you will have your ministry just pay you a salary. It'd be like, 1 week you can go shopping in New York, another one in Bel Air or Rodeo Drive, but you'd be like to the point you're so much into your purpose because people get funny when they get money. You know, they become life coaches instead of pastors. But when you get money, does after the person that does it, amen, that has it. You know, drug dealers have money and they sell drugs. Politicians have money and they pervert things. But men and women of God that have money, you're going to shame other folk because there's ministries that go into other countries, they do wells and stuff like that, but they do the least, amen, that they can do. And they're building these fabulous houses, these fabulous sanctuaries where people are dying in the city, people are starving around the world. And you're going to shame folk because you're going to have millions. And kind of study the life of Lester Sumrall, because he bought a B-52 and he would drop food in the countries that didn't receive the gospel. And you're going to do the same thing. God said it's not good for a man or woman to be alone. So, you know, get ready. Get ready. It won't many. And because you're so sweet and so nice, there are people that might take advantage of you, you know, but God will give accountants. He'll give spiritual and financial bodyguards around you to guard you. Lawyers, so people won't be able to scandal you or swindle you because a whole lot of money is coming. In fact, there's going to be so many witty inventions that you won't be able to partake all of them. So you'll give it somebody, hey, just give me 50%. Go with this idea. And what I see is I'm hearing house and also seeing like a restaurant. And it's going to be in Philadelphia, downtown Philadelphia, and it's going to be renowned. God's going to make you a woman's shoe store, a boutique. He's going to just throw things at you, and it's going to be almost to the point where you're like, Lord, please, I can't take anymore. You know, sometimes when you're in your bedroom, like, Lord, I can't, oh, please, Lord, turn it down. I can't take any more joy. Well, it's going to be that with the finances. And when you go to the South Centrals, when you go to the slums, when you go to the people under the bridge, if they're still under the bridge, if they're still in the shelter, still hungry, it's because they want that. It's not that you didn't help them. Come on, somebody. You're going to go to Houston, and they have a city under the bridge. You're going to turn that thing upside down. You're going to go to Chicago with your prayer team and evangelistic, and the crime rate's going to get cut in half. Woo! So yes, there'll be a backlash. But I've seen you praying. I've seen the worry that you had. Now you got to meet my one. You're going to have a team of folk that go into a city before you get there. And by the time you get there, the devil will be bound. And then when you leave, you're going to leave some people there. And I hear prophet and he come done. And even at times operate as an apostle. And there'll be people that get so miraculous save under the tent or wherever you're ministering, that if they stay in that city, they won't make it, because sometimes the churches or the people that they go to, the churches that they go to don't have the same fire as you have. So there's going to be many people by train, by plane, a bus, prostitutes that get delivered, they won't have time to pack because they got mean, pimps and stuff, and they're going to come to Philadelphia, and you're going to house them. And God is going to have a school of ministry, even an orphanage. Get ready. Property, land is coming to you. Ruka, I honor your request, but there's the next 30 days, there's going to come so much money.
Thank you.
People that God is going to command to remember you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go, it's going to be, you're going to write a journal. It's going to turn into a book, because when you go shopping, when you go places, you're going to, you may not go to Nordstrom's, you may not go, certain places may not be you downtown. They may be snotty, uppity, this, that, and the other, but you're going to go there and you're going to meet town hall. You're going to, people are going to, they've done it already. They're going to begin to like, who is this? And it's almost like they're going to give to you, almost like you have Bank of America on your forehead. Come on, somebody. They're going to give to you like you're a bank. You watch God do it.
My Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, years ago, I took a spiritual bath, and I put the oil in there, and I was soaking, and God spoke to me about a transfer of wealth. And I mean, the anointing fell upon me, and I believed it, I received it, and I just been waiting. So it's about to happen. Hallelujah. I thank God. I'm totally overwhelmed. Thank you, Prophet Wayne, for allowing God to use you. You go so deep. You know, I brag about you so much, but people been seeing the advertisement, and it's like, listen, I'm going to be on the line tonight. And I said, well, we changed the time tonight. It was 8 o'clock. But I thank God that people came, and we do have one more prayer request. Annie Moore had a prayer request. Annie, are you there? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. I am still just basking in all I've heard tonight that you've spoken over other people, and I'm just full. And I want to ask for prayer for my husband. He's recovering from a stroke that he had on April 1st. He's experiencing depression because we've been in the hospital. He's been in the hospital almost 100 days. We came home for 2 days, and he had a major seizure. He had never had a seizure before. We were recovering from a stroke. But he has, it has been very difficult because he was independent. He's was working, getting around, building things at home, and now he's still confined to that bed. He can't. The doctor has said he has paralysis on one side, and it's just very, very hard to. We trust God, but it's just very, very, it's been very, very hard.
How old is your husband? How old is he?
My husband is 59. He's 59.
Okay, I'm 62. And and he's, of course, he's changed his diet. He's drinking more water, right?
No, I try to get him to drink more water. I don't know what's going on with the water.
Okay. Was he ever in really good shape when he was younger?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a retired Marine. He was active. He was working. He's he doesn't sit still when he's at home. He's always doing something. But just to not be able to be independent, not be up and right now and get around and take care of himself, it's just very. My husband was not like this before this stroke. I haven't seen him display any weakness as in his emotions, and it's just
he's
very
used
hard.
A Marine and stuff, and he retired Marine, so he's a you know, a tough guy. And it's one thing, getting older is no joke, but, you know, I got to confess that I'm going to make getting old hard. I'm going to stay in shape, amen? But he's going to get divine intervention, and he's going to, and you take down my number two, because there's times I'm going to pray with both of you, and I believe by having the presence of God, it helps people's, amen. It helps people's faith. When Jesus prayed for folks, Lord God, I believe it was kind of easy for them to believe because he carried so much glory. You understand? Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The woman said, if I touch the hem of his garment, well, she felt some glory. She, and it was in his reputation, and then he came by. And even right now, what's your husband's name?
Jimmy Moore.
Yeah. Okay, what's your husband's name?
Jimmy Moore.
Okay, Father, we come boldly, so we lift up Jimmy Moore in the name of Jesus. I come against that thing, depression, oppression, out of that balcony that he's trying to make him feel embarrassed because he had a stroke. Devil, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I speak peace and joy even now. And I command the plaque and that blood to come out, to dissolve. And I decree and declare that the blood will flow in and out of the heart like it's designed to do. And I decree and declare that he carada bocon daridia shandaridia sataria tandarikorio sudakandara, that he shall live and not die. And declare the works of the Lord. Rekedidio Spirit, Holy Spirit, touch him now. Roko Shudakedidio Sunda, saturate us. Saturate him. I come against doubt and unbelief. I come against the nightmares of the devil. We plead the blood of Jesus over his mind. We thank you for the boldness. We honor the faith of that wife. And you said if any two people should touch and agree on earth and have anything, they should have the Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. We bind up stroke. We bind up the negative side effects of medicine. We bind up shame. We command those relatives. We command those positive people to come around him even now. And we ask you, Lord, to give him wisdom that he will not try to move around too much. And we thank you and decree and declare a full recovery. And I decree and declare that there's a difference in him even this night, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. He's not only healed, but he's made whole in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise God. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. For you alone are worthy. And woman of God, sometimes when our faith gets weak because we're human, amen, give us a call. Amen. And then, bam, and we'll worship. And I'm going to send you some videos to give it an email thing, or I'll send you some prayer things and praying in the Holy Ghost and worshiping. Anoint his bed. He may not be in all that, but anoint the bedroom. You know, he don't have to even feel no oil, but just anoint it. I got anoint underneath the beds. He could take an undershirt, and as you seek God and fast, he could the 2 or 3 days, cut it up. He can do by faith. He can do the atanda and put it under the sheet. Anoint the bathroom. And because of this, I sense there's times when marital duties are kind of maybe pushed back. Amen. So if, you know, read between the lines, hallelujah. So if that's the case, that's extra time to sanctify yourself. So even as he holds your hand, even as he hugs you, the healing virtue of Jesus Christ is going through him. And even as you pray over his foods and anointed, he carada bokon dadidia sanda rekendidianda. Jesus said, "Do not come for the meat that perishes, the loaves and fishes, but come that is eternal life." Who in the world would come to see Jesus to eat? But I believe those five loaves and two fishes after he anointed it, I believe was the best food they ever had. Come on, somebody. So everything that comes out your refrigerator, you anointed, carada bokon, you pray for it. Everything that comes in his system. If he's not into water, then get you some fruit and stuff and little oranges, cut it in pieces and berries and put it in his water. He could have introduced to him the juice fast. And the husbandman must first be partaker of the fruits. So you go ahead and do it and say, "Hey, honey, I'm eating fruit for the next 3 days," or things of that nature. And his continence is going to begin to lighter. He's going to begin to feel better. And I bind up the reoccurrence of the stroke, and even on his mind, in the name of the Lord. And there's some things he's got to do. He's got to obey what the doctor's saying. So you will cook that food that's low cholesterol. And God's going to give you creative ways of cooking things. And there's four things that he must have every day. Hallelujah. Beans, greens, fruits and nuts. Come on, preferably walnuts. Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Thank you
have,
so
have
much.
Have I prayed with you before?
You have. You have.
Uh-huh. Yep, I remember when you said April 4th. Well, we're going to reckon that it is more often in faith, and then I'm going to send you stuff by Benson Idaho and Elder Depot and some of them, even stuff from Cindy Trim, and you pray along. Faith come by hearing by the word of God, but you're the lifesaver. He's blessed. Hallelujah, to be married to you because you're a woman of faith. And there's times when he may think of doubt and think negative, but when he holds your hands, when he hugs you, there's nothing but the power of God and love emanating. And don't be surprised, because he's Marine and still 59 and still relatively young. Come on, somebody. Amen. Don't be surprised if you see him soon. Not too soon. See him back jogging. Because of the glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
What city are you
in? Thank you, Lord. Georgia.
What city am I in?
Okay, you're in Georgia? Amen.
I'm in Georgia.
Okay, praise God. Amen. He's doing a new thing. Woman of God, Stacy, the healing anointing is going to be so high. See, I thank God for Corn. I thank God for all the prophets and Prophet Mosley and Todd Hall. But you notice one thing. Benny Hinn's meetings are always bigger. You understand? Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm not comparing folk, but there's more people that need healing physically and emotionally than people that need a prophetic word. You understand? Both are important.
Yeah.
But if you're in a wheelchair, you can't move, or you're blind and said, you know, come on, somebody. You need healing. And the healing anointing is going to increase on this telecast. Reckon then it's going to get to the point where people begin to send for you. It's going to be to the point where you're going on 30-day water and juice fast. And if you go off it, it's not that you're going to be hungry. It's just that you're going to be like in so much gore, you can only take with so much. People are coming for healing. Her husband's healed. There's going to be other people healed. And there'll be portions of your telecast. I said telecast because it'll be business, television too. That it'll be this kind of like Benny Hinn, where it just be mostly
for physical healing, because there's even people in the body of Christ that they're still in that wheelchair. They're still taking high blood pressure, low blood pressure, metformin, and all. They're living their living medicine cabinet, which you bring back the old-time power. And even as I saw, I peeked on your page, and you were in a, and we got cut off about 3 years, you know, but, you know, whatever, they hacked me. But I saw you in a liturgical robe, amen. Well, even as you worship God, and dance before him, you won't be able to leave that room. You're going to be slain on that bed. Hey, God wants to, because you have a job, but God wants to manifest himself to you so much more. So he's going to make you financially independent so you can lay all day in his presence.
Glory to God.
Yes,
I'm
Lord.
Excited.
Well, that's my, I didn't pray about the job, but that was a, certainly a question. Because I be worshiping in the morning, and it's like I don't want to go to work. I don't.
Thank you, God.
And it's like when the time I used to spend with God, like when I wasn't working, I spent the whole day with him. And so to actually stop that and go to work, like I felt like, not that I was cheating on him, but I missed him so much. And the
yes.
things that he would reveal to me in the word, like you just can't get that when you're working.
That's right.
And so, you know,
right.
I need it. I really do. And it's coming faster than I think it is, too. So I thank God for that word. Praise God.
I'm excited.
Well, do we
you.
Have... Thank you. Thank you. You know, I rejoice with everybody else. And when people say that, I'm just so, you know, I'm just happy. I'm really happy. But I'm so happy that Prophetess Diane is here. Oh, my gosh. I am so happy. Just that she had the opportunity to participate and then also receive a word. But she has watched me grow through the years, and I'm just so grateful. My Apostle Harley, is her husband, and he's deceased now. But they took me under their wings many, many years ago. So she's very, very special to me because they was my spiritual parents. So this is just such a blessing. You know, sometimes we don't get to see the results of the seeds that we've sown. But I honor you tonight, and I truly, truly thank God for you. And I thank God for... Go ahead, Annie.
Go ahead. No,
no,
go
ahead.
And honor. I was just gonna say
no,
that you're like
ahead.
My younger than I am. You're my you're like a spiritual parent to me. You've been there with me through so much in my life, and you've encouraged me so much. And I just love you.
Well,
and I thank God
I
for
love
you
too. And Tito passed me some tissues. I know how to make her laugh. You know, I love you too, Annie. You know, everybody, I have a personal relationship with everybody that comes on this line. And even the new people, once they get to know me, it's like, wow, you're real. And what you see is what you get. We just need to love on people and be real. And that's what the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network is about. It's for real people with real problems that are looking for real soul, S-O-U-L-utions. And together we all make that happen. And like Prophet Wayne and I, we were separate for, because the prayer line used to be the telephone conference. And then when we graduated to the radio, and it's like now God brought us back together. So, you know, I'm just grateful. And thank you for being available, Prophet Wayne. And we're going to pray for you right now. And Deborah, are you able to pray for Prophet Wayne? And if not, I will pray for him. Everyone, if you can touch and agree with me, I want to decree Zechariah, the 10th chapter, over his life. in Zechariah 10, it talks about, I'm turning there now, but we can ask God for the former rain and for the latter rain. And God said that he will make bright clouds. The scripture says, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field. So that's my point of contact for prayer for you, Prophet Wayne.
Amen.
And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for your grace and your mercy. And we thank you for all that you have done tonight. And we are just amazed at your grace. And we thank you for your grace that has even been activated tonight, because we're all going to operate in a higher level of grace. And Father, we ask that you forgive us for all of the times that we abused your grace because we really didn't understand. But now that you have opened up our understanding, we celebrate you for your grace. We celebrate you for your favor upon our lives. But we take this opportunity to lift Prophet Wayne up to you, and we decree your word in Zechariah, the 10th chapter and verse 1. And we thank you for releasing the former rain, and we thank you for releasing the latter rain. And that latter rain is that rain that comes before that big harvest, but it's that big rain where it's just raining for days and the ground is getting saturated. And there are so many seeds that he has sown, seeds that he has sown in prayer, seeds that he has sown financially, seeds that he has sown by blessing other people, seeds of the word. He's been planting your word, God. And so we ask that you would release the latter rain. And as you release the latter rain, God, I thank you for all of the tiny seedlings. And I thank you that those tiny seedlings have turned into trees. And I thank you for a forest. And I thank you, Father God, for the nations that you are calling him to. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that as you go before him, that you will make the crooked places straight. But we thank you for releasing a financial blessing, a financial breakthrough. And we pray that you will restore him, that you will replenish him, that you will revitalize him, God. Everything that he poured out tonight, we ask that you will fill him to the brim. We speak blessings over his marriage, blessings over his children, blessings over his finances. And, Father, I'm believing that he will not have to drive Uber anymore, that he will not have to drive Lyft. Father, I pray that you will release a financial blessing, that you will blow his mind. We speak to his finances right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for letting him just open up his wallet, because we command his money to move over, because new money is coming and it must make room. And we thank you for the new money that is coming. We thank you for the speaking engagements, God. We thank you for the doors that you're opening up for him, doors that no man can close. And as he has prophesied over everyone and has spoke words of healing, Father, we speak healing to his body right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that he is healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And we decree your word in Jeremiah 30:17. You said you would restore him unto health and that you would heal all of his wounds. And God, I'm so reminded of the Apostle Paul, because three times Paul came to you and asked you to remove that thorn in his flesh, but you didn't. So there are some things that you are allowing right now, because there's a certain amount of humility that you still want to bestow upon this man of God. And so, God, we thank you for teaching him how to embrace the sufferings. And we thank you for those areas of his life, oh, Rabbi Shandarakashata, where he has been broken, God. Because it is the broken pieces that you are putting back together, oh God, but they have a bigger purpose. And because of the suffering, because of the brokenness, because he was willing to go through, God, that you're able to use him the way you use him to speak life to so many people and to be a blessing with the healing. But we thank you for the revelatory gifts And we pray, God, that you would stir up even a fresh anointing, God, with the prophetic. We pray, oh God, that you will strengthen his discernment like never before. We pray, God, for the gifts of utterance, and we thank you for the power gifts, the gifts of healing and the working of miracles. And we thank you for the many, many people that will be healed through his ministry, God, because you have also called him to the nations. And we thank you for this prayer conference that we're putting together, and we invite you into it, and we ask that you would speak to Prophet Wayne, that you would speak to me, that you would impart wisdom to us, and that we will strategically execute this prayer conference the way you want it to be. Bless the prayer line, God. Bless all of those that came to the line tonight and all of those that will come. We dedicate it to you. This is your prayer line, and we just thank you for being glorified and exalted. We seal these prayers, every word that has been released tonight, with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. And we set up perimeters that the enemy cannot and will not cross. Every word has fallen on good soil. And Lord, we thank you for the ram in the thicket. And we thank you that you have a ram in the thicket for Prophet Wayne. And not only are you going to show him that you are his provider, that ram has some money, and that money is going to be loosed, and that money is going to help him, God, to do some great things. Mm-hmm. Not just things, but some things that he really needs done for his family. And we thank you for blessing him, God. He need a new phone. I don't know if he need a new car or not, but, God, whatever it is that he needs, we thank you for supplying every need according to your riches and glory. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving in our heart. Amen. So I want to give Prophet Wayne's, for those that would like to sow a seed into his life, if you have Cash App, his Cash App is the $ Angela Loveless 01, and I'll spell that. It's A-N-G as in George, E-L-A, L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S 01. So it's a new Cash App sign on. And if you don't have Cash App and you want to make a donation, then you could reach out to me, and I'll make sure that you get his information. So, yes, Prophet Wayne.
You, that's what I sent you, right?
Yes.
The dollar sign.
The dollar sign, Angela.
Loveless. No space in between 01. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And I want to let you do closing remarks, and then we'll end the call tonight.
Okay. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for coming together. We thank you for these wonderful people, these saints. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us together, and we thank you for answered prayers, and we thank you for miracles, even the next 24 hours. I decree and declare that their sleep shall be sweet, and they will that will have a blessed week. And I won't forget ready, my children. I'm going to saturate you with my glory. For many want the finances, they want this and that, but you're going to experience my love in unprecedented ways, and you will flow out of my glory, and you will see people weep before you, even people delivered. Even in my ministry, when I walk on earth, I will use you in a fresh, new, exciting way. And yes, you'll be excited about the houses, the lands, and the preaching dates, but you'll even be more exciting of getting intimate with me and my Holy Spirit. For yes, I've reserved you for such a time as this. Although there's new levels, saith God, and you shall walk in them. You shall make a difference in the earth. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, amen. We want to thank everyone. And Prophetess Diane, it's almost like Friday nights, right? Old school, how it used to be. We definitely linger and nobody ever wants to go.
Oh, my God.
But if all hearts are clear, we are going to say goodnight. I love you all so much. And thank you for, you know, just laboring with us tonight. And pray for each other. And don't forget maintenance care. We have to maintain our breakthroughs, our healing, and the words that we got tonight. Make sure that you water them, that you pray over them, and that you invite God in that whole process. Okay? Love y'all. Have a good night.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless. Love you all, too.
Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.